Kutatera, Pashas Emer, page Lamed Hey. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the Inyan of Sfiras Emer is the level of bringing down Alokus. And he starts explaining that the Aveda is Rotzev Hashem. Okay, so he says, Pesach is a level of Rotzu, running out of Golos, running out of Mitzrayim. Matan Torah is a level of Alokus coming down. And that's why it says you have to remember every day we go out of Mitzrayim. And that's the level of davening. You have the meditation into the greatness of Hashem. And then you have, like you said, by the Malachim. Okay, that's what we're up to now. And it says, his baininess is to realize malchus cha malchus kol elomim, that the entire existence and the entire world is only from the level of malchus. Okay, so he says, okay, so three and a half lines in the end of the page of Lamed Hei. V'zeh, on this one, the Pasuk says, malchus cha malchus kol elomim. I know, which means as follows. What does it mean, malchus cha? Your malchus is the malchus of the whole world. Shekol el me'avshin elef alofim v'ribe revavis. Even though there's 10,000 times 10,000, 1,000 times 1,000, 10,000 times 10,000. Like it says, yesh mispa, there was really infinite the number of malachim. Umin artist rakia malach takshana im kol zeh, even though the world is so many billions and infinite amount of malachim, and the distance, the Gemara says in Chagiga, earth to heaven is 500 years going, each heaven is 500 years going, the space between the heaven each is 500 going, and then on top of that you have the feet of the malachim, which is equal to all of them put together. It's unbelievable amount. Nevertheless, they're nothing compared to the revelation of Hashem himself, which is Ein Sof Mamish, Mamish infinite. Kenei, as it's known, Shafilu Echot, Megabi Ribi Revoven, the one, compared to 10,000 times 10,000, Yeshle Erech, it's still connected. It's a certain percentage of a billion. One is still a certain percentage of a billion. Aval Ribi Revoven, but a billion, billion, trillions, whatever, the Gabi Bleak Vu, compared to infinite, Bechinus Ein Sof Mamish, Ein Erech Klal. There's no connection whatsoever. Meaning like this. One and a trillion trillion are much closer than a trillion 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 compared to infinite. This is still 1% or a certain percent of it. And this is completely finite versus infinite. Then he says, Ayidei Shema Sigin Kola Now. He said, by a Jew understanding all of this in the meditation of davening, Ayidei Zem Bechines Bitul Tamit. They become taught the level of bit, obviously. By day is bein is kolan al bein mekadas, and therefore by meditating into this dealt deeply as a memele yavul chinas rotsu bekrishma, you come to be a hafta seshem alakecha bechol levach. Like you said before, what does be a hafta mean? Of a desire, longing, wanting. So by meditating into how great Hashem is, so then the person is going to want to have this longing to be with Hashem. Lassis min ha-meitzarim ha-gvulim to go out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alakech ma-sher tzeisi yaschem, sher kulim ein b'chines gvul. And he says, kamei malach takshon, like the going of 500 years, heim b'gashim esim b'ruchnis, even whether it's physical or spiritual, ho b'chines meitzar ha-gvul, ha-mechasim ha-mastirim, it's still a level of concealment. In other words, the person realized all these infinite, so to speak, of how many angels there are and how vast the universe is. And that's all nothing. So the person is realizing he only wants a dafka bait to cling to Hashem. In other words, we learn many times, a Jew realizes by doing one mitzvah, one tiny mitzvah, you connect yourself to the essence of Hashem, which is completely infinite. Not only is it infinite, it's not even infinite, because it's above infinite and finite together. You do one little mitzvah. So the person meditates in the whole universe, what it is compared to one mitzvah, so of course he's going to want to do a mitzvah. All boundaries and limitations. That's why Pari, when by Golis Mitzrayim, Pari said, Lo yadaitis Hashem. I don't know Hashem. Right? Hashem, Pari said to Moshe, Ben lo yadaitis Hashem. I don't know God, and I'm not sending out the Jews. So Chassidus asked the question 1 minute. It already says, Etzboli Kimhi. They said it's the it's the finger of Hashem. What do you mean they don't know God? He said, Etzboli Kimhi. Or as Yaakov Avinu said to Pari, Elokim Yanesh Lim Pari. God will to deal with the health of Pari. So what do you mean he did say I didn't know God? So Chassidus explains, Pari knew Elokim. That Pari knew. Yudke Vavke, the infinite level of Hashem, Pari's limitations, boundaries, Mitzrayim. So boundaries can understand Elokim, which is Teva, which is limited. But to say he understood the level of Yudke Vavke, which is the level of the infinite. Pari says, Lo yadaitis Hashem, have no connection. Only a Jew has connection to that. He says, Lo yadaiti, Pari says, I don't know. I only know Shem Elokim. In other words, just analyze it now from a Hasidic perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Pari and says, we need to go out of boundaries and limitations. We need to go out of Mitzrayim. We need to go out of boundaries and limitations. Pari said, are you crazy? There's only Elohim, there's only boundary and limitation. How in the world do you expect as a Jew to go out of boundaries and limitations? And Pari says, well, Yadaiti is Hashem. There's no such thing as infinite when it comes to godliness. You're stuck in the limitations. So we know that that's not what it was. That Davish took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. V'zeh lo Yadaiti Savaya. Meaning, das is in golus that it doesn't recognize yudke vavke. That's why we say in Shema, ani Hashem elokeichem asher etzeisi, ani Hashem davke. It's ani Hashem elokeichem. It's not the level of Elohim that took you out of Egypt. It's the level of yudke vavke. So he said, the Alter Rebbe is explaining this. The whole Aveda is longing and returning, right? So what's Pesach? Pesach is the longing. So the Alter Rebbe explained now through the whole us, what is this longing? The person meditates into the greatness of Hashem, the way Hashem is completely infinite, and therefore he wants to go out of this limitation. So Pesach represents the longing of the Jew to Hashem. Matan Torah, on the other hand, as Alter Rebbe will explain, Matan Torah is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, bringing Torah down to earth. Before Matan Torah, Torah was not in earth. You couldn't make the physical world holy. What Matan Torah is not the longing like Yetzias Mitzrayim to get out of your boundaries to become closer to the infinite Hashem. It's the infinite Hashem coming down on Har Sinai. So he said, this is what the Gemara says, Tfilas of his tikkun. Who instituted davening, originally the concept of, like we learned, the nusach of davening, anchikinesis agdeilimim. But who instituted the concept of shachris mincha ma'irva vam yitchukanyaki, which there the level of chagas, chesig v'rteferes, shenim shechmeyam ava v'yir v'rachmonis, which these three levels is love, fear, and mercy, right? Avram is love, Yitzchok is fear, and Yaakov is teferes. That means the whole davening, even though, yeah, Avram made shachris, Yitzchok made mincha, and Yaakov made ma'ariv, but each davening has all three of the others in it. Meaning, there's psukim of chesed, there's psukim of gvura, and there's psukim of teferes.
Is when Mashiach comes, are we going to still daven?
Not in the same way.
Is it going to change the text?
Yeah, everybody's going to daven Chabad.
Really? Do we have to go through the same thing to reach
it? When Mashiach comes, there's going to be korbanos. We're going back to korbanos. And it'll be different. The Aveda will be different. Also, there's a big difference between the first era until Chesed Mason 40 years, and then after that. It's just two different, eras.
Is said we changed, we passed that 40 years over.
No. No. After Mashiach comes, it's 40 years. No. 40 years doesn't exist. It didn't happen yet. And that's what the Rebbe was screaming. Those people that say that the fact that we have Israel today is a schalta de geula, the beginning of the redemption of Mashiach, the Rebbe said that pushes off Mashiach further. The Rebbe was screaming years ago that if you say it, because there were many great people that were saying it's a schalta de geula. Many people believe it today. You know, Mashiach, oh, we have actually saw it at the beginning. The Rebbe said that itself pushes off Mashiach for coming. Okay, so he says, now, Hainu, Psukim, Shochas, Shanas, Mem, Krishma, Via Haftai, Deis, Bainus, Canal. That's the level of Avram Ayavi, to have Gilui, Ava, Benefesh, Bechinus, Rotzim. So he says, Yavi, O Hafta, that's Avram Avinu. Ava, love. Acha, Kachva, Yoadvodim, Ela, Shanechim, Mitzavcha, Vidibartabam. These are the words I'm telling you, Vidibartabam, Av, Shapashas, Shaniyah. Even though in the parsha of Shema, the second parsha of Shema, it says you're going to gather your grain in the field, you know, you're going to eat them. He says, in Kozer, Nasa Teirosin Kva Umalach Tanare. Nevertheless, even though the pasuk in the second paragraph of Shema says you're going to gather your fruits, it means you're going to be working in the field. But the Alter Rebbe is saying, but that means secondary. Primary is going to be learning Torah. In passing, they're going to have also some business. That's what the pasuk says. A person is likened to a tree. Just like a tree that's planted in the ground. What's the primary? And we're talking about a fruit tree now. What's the primary purpose of the tree? Is the fruit. They get the fruits off the tree. He says, "Im kozeh." Nevertheless, he has gamkin kutzen va'olan va'oguf va'ilan. There is thorns. There is the trunk of the tree. There's the branches of the tree. So even though it might be the majority of it, the majority of the tree is not the fruit. The majority of the tree is the trunk and the branches and the leaves and everything else. Nevertheless, so ikur akapenis. The main purpose of the tree is fruits. He said, the same thing, the person is likened to a tree. There's a million connections between the two. Here, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what's the main, why is a person likened to a tree? Just like the tree's purpose and goal, so to speak, of the fruits, even though the majority of the tree isn't, the goal of a yid is Torah mitzvahs, the fruits. Even though it's the minority of the day, because they have working and sleeping and eating and... But what's the goal? What's the purpose? Is the fruit?
But you don't have to be the minority of the day, right?
What?
Studying Torah.
It doesn't have to be, but by most people it is. K'mei k'ena odam i'iku ha'peidi. By a person, the primary thing is the fruit, meaning Torah mitzvahs. Like the Gemara says, my peidi, what does fruit mean? Mitzvahs. V'zeu inyan terosin kva. That's what it means when the Gemara is, when the expression of Chazal is. Torah is the primary, and the fruit gathering is secondary. It doesn't necessarily mean in quantity. It doesn't mean quantity. What is the goal of a person? You have this sort of a regular thing. A person might be working, let's say, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, okay? And then he's sleeping another 6 hours a day. Says 14 hours a day. That's beside him. That's the majority of the day already. Nevertheless, that's not the purpose of his day. His purpose of the day is family, if you're a Jew, Torah mitzvahs. It's not the question of quantity. It's a question of the quality. What is the purpose of my day? And all the other necessities of the body is like the leaves by the tree. And that all becomes that's the level of Avram Avinu, which is the level of Ahava, to love Hashem. The same thing in Yitzchak, it becomes the level of Yidah Benefesh, Pachad Yitzchak. There's aspects in davening which are fear of Hashem. Many psukim about Yidah Hashem. is a level of mercy. What does that mean? The Av Mishali Be Kaleva Evan. That even a person who has a stoned heart, a heart like stone, meaning Av Shem Isbein in Mechol Anal, even though he meditates in everything he spoke about before, he'll still never come to love, even though L'Cha'era Seichel stimulates feelings. So if the guy meditates into the greatness of Hashem, why does the heart not get turned on? The answer is, so bound to worldly things, because of this, he becomes like a stone. You pour water on the stone, it just falls off. It doesn't penetrate the stone. So he says sometimes, and this is the level of Yaakov of davening. Avram is the level of Av of davening. Yitzchak is the level of Bittul of davening. Yira. And Yaakov is that Pashat Rachmanis. What does that mean? You daven, you daven, you daven, and it doesn't help. Nothing happens. Your heart is not turned. Because you have a heart, a heart of rock. So what do you do? Isaiah 8, so then you should have to awaken pity on the person's self. If all fails, try pity. Like the Pasuk says, Yaakov who redeemed Avram. What does it mean, Yaakov? Yaakov never redeemed Avram. We were together 15 years. Like, how does Yaakov, where do we find Yaakov redeemed Avram? So it means Yaakov, pity, redeemed love. What does that mean? We all know that sometimes you have pity on somebody, you have a bunch of rachmonis on them, it awakens a love to the person. We mentioned many times, social workers a lot of times end up marrying their clients. Because they have rachmonis on him, it actually awakens a love. Yaakov, rachmonis on something, reveals love. So when a person has rachmonis on himself, how far gone he is, or she is, so that awakens rachmonis on his, and he says, what is that? I de psuke rachmonis. Shabbatfilos to the psukim of a begging for mercy. Like it says, Amalach ha-remeimam berachamecho ha-rabim racham aleinu. What do you say, Psukim Davini? We tell Hashem, with your great mercy, pity us. Have pity on us. Or, Avinu, right before Shema, we say, Avinu, Aver, Rachman, Rachim, Aleinu, the Father of mercy, have pity on us. The same, Libeinu, Binu, Lahovin, Lahaska, Nevish, Deilun, Void. Okay? So he says like this, Davini is the level of the three of us. You have Psukim of, to awaken love, to awaken Bittul, and to awaken Rachmanis on the person's self. Pirush means Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, no person will see me and live. What does that mean? Vabin Azal Chazal say, the Pasuk says, no person can see me and live. Which means when they die, they could see me. So Chazal say, V'chayayam einam rayim. They don't see Hashem when they're alive. Avol b'misasim rayim. When they die, they do see Elokus. Why? Ki b'chayayam she'nefesh melubish b'guf. While they're alive, the nefesh is in the body. U'mechasim aster olav. And it conceals the neshama to see ze'aylam li'eshvedav from the atzmi. Of course he can't see God. The neshama is in a body with a yetzer hara that completely blocks out any light, so to speak, of the fruits. Of course he can't see. But it says a nefesh me'aguf when a person dies. And the neshama leaves the body, anurem shebe'emes mehutzi v'atzmuset, and you see the essence of Hashem. And you see hayavai v'yeh b'lishim shinat. That's why it's called, by the way, elam ha'emes, the world of truth, because when you die, you see the truth. There's no more concealment, like in this world, the body concealing the neshama, and therefore it's called elam ha'sheker. Because in this world, the body and the yetzer conceal truth. Only when you go, the neshama leaves the body, then you see what reality is, what truth is. And then you realize when you die that nothing can cover Hashem. And was a fake deal, a bum deal. After the person dies, he realized This, that when they were alive, the world looked like something was really a mistaken deal, mistaken identity.
Illusion.
It's illusion. But then he says, what happens? Bush gdelad me. You know what it is? You live a whole life, and then on your deathbed you realize, I was tricked my whole life. It's an embarrassment. From the day you're born until your day you die, you finally realize when you're dying that I was fooled. He said, that's exactly what it is. The Yetzer Hara fooled the goof, and the Yetzer Hara fooled the person. After he dies, he realized, oh my God, I was for 120 years, I was fooled like an idiot. He said, embarrass me. He said, that's the busha. Ad shekol machshavei megam meisiv. To think that all my thoughts and goals were bahav li'olam u'basaki kilu davar b'fnei atzmiyam v'chutzpah v'azeh gedela. And that's a big chutzpah. Can you imagine that you were tricked out of a deal? It's like an embarrassment. Especially when the one that tricks you is like a little kid or a moron, and you think you're so smart, intelligent, and business savvy and all that, and this little kid, you know, this little fool tricks you for your whole 120 years. He says, tremendous year, busha, and you feel the chutzpah, look what happened to me. So therefore, what do we ask? What?
Was that little kid here, the body?
The body, the Yetzer Hara.
He has a lot of help though.
From where? From ourselves.
All the gashmiut, all the things, all the choices, all the...
The Baditch River said.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
God, you put Olam Haz in front of our eyes and you put Gan Eden in the books. If you put Olam Gan Eden in front of our eyes and the temptations in the books, it would be much better. Okay, but why didn't Hashem do that? Because then it will be worthless what we do.
So he's not a little kid. He has a lot. He's strong.
No,
he's
13 years old. It's like the analogy. You have a big hot air balloon blown up.
Yes.
And it's blocking the entrance. And you say, there's no way, look at this massive blockage, there's no way I can get through. Okay? It looks pretty bad. But you know, you take a pin, and the whole thing collapses. Darkness, people are afraid of the dark. Right? It's a human fact. Okay? Human nature. People are scared of the dark. So the question, but what's dark? Darkness is nothing. What's dangerous about darkness?
Lack of information.
Lack of light. What are you saying? Lack of light. So why should somebody be afraid of nothing? Yet this nothing is extremely, extremely powerful.
Yeah.
All you got to do is bring in a little light. So the body in Nefesh HaBamis is this hot air balloon, okay, and all a bunch of darkness, which is absolutely nothing, tricking the person. By the way, we're all tricked. I mean, tzaddikim are not tricked. We're all tricked with this stuff. Therefore, we say, to understand, even when we're alive, this is what we're asking Hashem. Please, don't wait to show me this when I die. Have rachmanis on me and show it to me now. To understand even now that the world is really nothing. They tell you there was a great chassid. I think of the Rebbe Rasham, maybe early, I don't know. Once came to a big city in Leningrad, in Russia then. It's a beautiful building, you know. And the chassid in Kabbalah says that this world comes from the junk of the malachim. He said, he used a different word, but he said, look how much the Malach went to the bathroom in this city. He created all this manure that looks good. That's what we're saying. What do we say right before Shema? We shouldn't be embarrassed in the world to come. Because otherwise, when you die, you go to Olam Haba, you're going to get embarrassed from all this stuff that we're seeing. And that's the concept of a Yishayipada Severa. Okay. So this until now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the last two Aseis, the Inya Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is the level of Ratzu, the longing. This longing, who has the longing to go out to Hashem? The Nefesh HaLakis. Nefesh HaLakis is stuck in the body, in this big, massive blanket that's blocking the light. But he says, that is in Golis, in the Mitzrayim of the body. Okay? Now, what did Hashem tell Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu was hesitant to go down to Mitzrayim. Rashi says in Chumash. Until Hashem promised him, Anechi ye'ered imcha Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. V'anechi alef, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu, I'm going with you into Mitzrayim, I will go out with you from Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. And Yaakov Avinu felt appeased that he was able to go into Mitzrayim, because he knew he wasn't going to get problematic over there. Who was this said to? It was said to Yaakov Avinu, which is Nefesh HaLakis Bilvad. Because it says, Yaakov Yud Akiv Yaakov Chavon Achlosi Kichelek Hashem Amen. So Yaakov Avinu represents the Neshama. Esav, by the way, represents the Nefesh HaBamis. And that's how Chassidus explains the Rivka with the twins. Yeah? It's when she didn't understand how this works. It's very interesting. Rivka had a Chassidic dilemma until Hashem explained to him what the story is. In fact, Alter Rebbe talks a lot about this in Tanya. He says, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, a person is trying to daven, and the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. So Alter Rebbe said the person can get depressed. It's in the Chavov, Chav Zayin, those problems. He said a person can get depressed. Why? He said, the shows I'm not davening. If the Yetzer Hara is coming to me, I'm trying to daven. It's not talking about when you're not even trying to daven. A person's trying to daven, the Yetzer Hara gets in the way of the davening, so the person can get depressed. Alter Rebbe, what are you talking about? On the contrary. He says, because when two people are fighting, he said, Alter Rebbe says, if you would have one soul that davens and gets in the way, then you'd be right. If he's getting in the way, that means you're not davening properly. He says, but that's not what we have. We have two souls. And we know when two people fight, when A and B fight, if B is weak, A doesn't need to get stronger. A needs to get stronger when B gets stronger. So he says, why is it that when a person's not davening, the Nefesh HaBamis doesn't bother anybody? It doesn't come with foreign thoughts. It doesn't. A person's davening, all of a sudden the Yetzer Hara wakes up. The Alter Rebbe says, very simple. That shows that you're davening well. It's not like people think I'm not davening well. On the contrary, you're davening very well. And how do you know it? Because that's when the Yetzer Hara woke up. If you wouldn't be davening well, why in the world would the Yetzer Hara get in your way? You're not davening anyway. Why should he get wake up and bother you? The fact that he does bother you when you're davening shows that you're davening well. And that was Rivka's problem. Rivka, when the kids were in her, and the kid, she walked by a shul, he kicked. So Rivka said, 1 minute, that can't be. She didn't know that she has two. She didn't know she has two souls, Yaakov and Esav, Yed Nefesh HaLakis, Nefesh HaBamis. Of course, we're not talking about the simple story. But when Chassidus explains, Rivki Meinu, the mother hand of Yiddishkeit, so to speak. So a person thinks, Rivka couldn't understand. If I have one Nefesh, how could he go here and fight at the same? It doesn't make sense. Vayem Hashem lo, Hashem said, no, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich. You have a Nefesh HaLakis, you have a Nefesh HaBamis, you have a Yaakov and you have an Esav. So of course, each one's trying to get stronger. The older one, meaning the Nefesh HaBamis who comes into birth, will serve the younger one that comes in at Bar Mitzvah, or Bas Mitzvah. So that the whole concept of Rivka's twin story, it's not some story. The Torah is teaching us the essence of what Torah Mitzvahs are all about. Rivka thought she has one Nefesh, so how could it be both? Yeah, Hashem said, no, Shnei Goyim Mivit Nechishino, a Jew has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. Nefesh Elikis, Nefesh Abamas. You have a Yaakov and an Esav. And they're fighting.